This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Second hour of the KE Report. Chatting right now with my friend Jeff Dice, opening up KER Politics. Jeff, 2018 is going to be an interesting year with the elections that are coming up that I think are going to be indicative of the direction our country is going to go. Any predictions?
Yeah, it's interesting, Al. I think that the midterm elections will be, you know, not surprisingly, a referendum of sorts on Trump's victory in 2016. If the stock market amazingly stays how it is, if the at least ostensible unemployment and GDP numbers stay the way they are, that's going to be awfully hard for the Democrats to campaign against. If any of those things crash, the stock market, jobs, GDP, heck, even if Bitcoin crashes, I think Trump, who's very foolishly, almost stupidly, in my view, sort of claimed credit for the state of the economy today, is also going to have to share blame for it if any of those things happen. But I think more than anything, the it's an election year. And midterm elections will be particularly nasty, particularly polarized. We've seen what social media is doing to divide the country. And I think that progressives are going to go all out to have a big victory, to retake the U.S. House, to possibly retake the U.S. Senate, and treat this as a refutation of Trumpism and revenge against the deplorables. However you want to slice it, I think it's a very unpleasant time in America. I wish we could suspend the elections. Let's just send all the members of Congress home for a year and take a hiatus. You know, that would be my preferred approach. Well, you know, I think the other sort of subplot that's going to roll out in 2018 and then also in 2020 is females running for office. I think all this sexual harassment stuff with famous men is going to result in a huge number of female candidates. So I think female candidates and revenge on Trump are going to be the political themes of 2018.
I guess the question I would have is, and I'm somewhat mixed on this, Jeff, in the sense that I can point to some very, very interesting accomplishments that have happened January of 2017. But I also have to point out, I need to stress, and I know that you'd agree with me on this, and that is that Donald Trump should not be the president of the United States for one simple reason. He is a piss poor communicator. Now, I've talked about this issue with many, many of the guests on our show, a number of authors, specifically political authors. And interestingly enough, I have not interviewed anyone, Jeff, in the last few weeks who thinks that Trump is going to survive his particular tenure in office. How do you feel about that?
Well, It's awfully tough to say that he's going to be impeached or removed from office for unfitness otherwise under any constitutional provision. Look, elections in this country have consequences. He won the Electoral College fair and square.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the silliness about Russian interference in the election, first of all, I think it's nonsense. Second of all, if it was true, if a couple $100,000 of silly Facebook ads were really enough to sway some dopey electorate, then we shouldn't have voting to begin with. So I don't put a lot of faith in that. I think that a lot of the intensity of the Trump hate and the talk about his impeachment is just that Hillary and progressivism generally were both seen as inevitable. And combine that with Brexit, and the powers that be had a rough 2016. And I think they're still reeling from it. They're regrouping. But if I was a betting man, I would certainly bet on Trump being the president through his first term.
Well, I would have to say that if society understands what has been accomplished and what has not been accomplished, then I'd have to say he probably would be reelected, possibly even to a second term. Now, the only thing that I think might stand in the way of that is he is acting a bit like a fascist right now. You know, I mean, the fact that cabinet members no longer have to, let the public know what they're doing in one particular day. Obviously, because of the Freedom of Information Act, they have to let, the second day they have to let them know what they did the prior day or whatever. But there are a lot of things going on. You don't even have to sign into the White House anymore. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, personally, I think given the stature of the institution, I think given the stature of our country, I think signing in and out of the White House and just arbitrarily taking that regulation away, I think is a bad thing. Like your opinion on that.
Well, I'd be hard-pressed to call him a fascist or having fascist tendencies unless you're prepared to say that about all recent presidents. Because while he varies in tone, clearly, I'm not so sure he varies in actions or secrecy that much. In other words, I would view a fascist as an authoritarian leader mm-hmm. who combines corporatism and the private sector with state,
right.
And who also suppresses the media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Trump is particularly suppressing media
at
this point. I don't think he is any more of a strongman or a constitution grabber than Obama was, than Hillary would have been, than George W. Bush was. So I take that with a grain of salt. But let's face it, this is a post-definitional America we live in. Fascist has yes. come to be used as a pejorative term for a leader I don't like.
Right.
And that's why I think that's part of what I spoke to earlier, the polarization, the divisiveness, mm-hmm. is we're using rhetoric imprecisely in ways designed purposely to demonize other people.
I don't disagree.
Or to paint them into a corner in which they don't really belong. I mean, Trump is in many ways a crazy, egomaniacal guy, but he's not Hitler. And I think that the rush to insist that he is does nobody any favors.
Well, the one comment that I would make is you didn't hear me disagree at all about the fascist nature, for example, of former President Obama and former President Bush. The only place where I would differ is I really believe that I think that Obama's agenda was pretty well set in stone, and I don't think he's necessarily an evil person because he had that agenda. I just simply can't agree with that agenda, being, the libertarian that I imagine myself that I am. And I think that George Bush probably is a decent human being. I think he made a critical mistake with Iraq. But in terms of, in a very general sense, in terms of talking about fascism and relating it to, Trump and Obama and perhaps Bush Jr., I think in a very general sense one could paint them with that definition.
Yeah, well, they're headed the wrong way. There's no question. The whole history of the 20th century was the history politically of the executive branch grabbing more and more and more power in extra constitutional ways. And so the Supreme Court really, and even Congress, have been rendered far less powerful than they ought to be. There's no question about that. So, every would-be president wants power. The real question, so it's not whether they're inclined to be fascist. The question is whether we let them get away with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's the big question.
Well, and so far, there. I think most of them, I think the three that we're talking about anyway, have pretty much gotten away with it. Jeff, we're down to 1 minute here. I want you to tell me a little bit about why people should support the Mises Institute. Financially,
well, I don't think liberty can be supported without a good understanding of economics, and I don't think a good understanding of economics can be had much anymore in public high schools or public universities or even most private universities. Teaching people about economics is really teaching them about life,
mm-hmm.
and we need to do it for everyone. We need to do it for the intelligent layperson, not just the college student, not just the high school student. We need to do it for housewives and truck drivers and soldiers overseas and people who live in remote places away from colleges. Economics is a subject for everybody, and I would argue that a free society or maintaining a free society depends on people understanding economics. And what the mainstream financial press is doing, what mainstream universities are doing, what people like Paul Krugman are doing are so deceptive and so wrong that we have to fight back, and we accept this ignorance and obfuscation at our own peril.
We're out of time. All I can say is I completely endorse what you were saying. Jeff Dice, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT. Also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in segment two, or not segment two, what am I talking about? This is hour two, segment six, talking with Timmy Howe. Right now, my buddy Tim was on the show last week, did a great job about what he and I were discussing politically. We're calling this segment The Boys in the Bar, just an informal discussion from a couple of guys about what's going on in our country today. doing a remote in the sense that Timmy is down in Florida right now, taking care of his folks who are doing well. Big Al's up in the Pacific Northwest looking out at blue sky and snow on the rooftops. Tim, I got to tell you, I am very, very happy about the tax cut that was just passed here yesterday before Trump went on his vacation. I think it's going to do wonders for the country. What are your thoughts about that?
Al, I couldn't be happier. I think finally that the government is definitely headed in the right direction, especially coming off the stifling years under Barack Obama. You know, this is going to be a real shot in the arm, and we're going to see definite huge benefits from it.
Well, from what I've read today, and I have spent a fair amount of time reading about this deal from, you know, throughout the Wall Street Journal and other publications, and the progressives are very, very anti this tax bill, but I don't think they're being realistic, and I think the proof is in the pudding. The reason I think the proof is in the pudding is purely and simply, look at how major corporations have come out and, number one, announced one-time significant bonuses for their employees. Look how major companies like Wells Fargo and others have said our minimum wage is now going up by our own choice to $15 an hour. This is, I think, really going to work. Look at Germany's reaction. Whoops, now the U.S. is very, very competitive with us. And other things I think are really good about this. I think the progressives who are saying this is a terrible situation, Nancy Pelosi came out yesterday and was more vindictive than I had, more negative than I have ever heard her in as long as I've been following politics. The woman is crazy. She is so partisan, and what she is saying, among other progressives, make no economic sense whatsoever, in my opinion.
Oh, I concur. You know, I generally concur 100%. If you think back to when Jimmy Carter was president, it's almost like when Obama was president. We had an economy that sucked. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going on. We have Ronald Reagan come in, starts with trickle-down economics, and the country goes nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, economically, we did wonderful. Of course, the first thing that the Democrats are going to say is, oh, it's so regressive. It hurts the middle class, the poor people are going to be hurt. What a lot of the people they're talking about are the 46% people who don't pay taxes now. It's
right.
Not hurting them. It's no difference. They feel any pain. The middle class, and I think others, are going to definitely see a benefit from this. And if it's not directly in their paychecks, it'll be through their employers investing in their facilities, creating more jobs, and giving people more wages.
Well, I got to tell you, Timmy, I think it's already happened. From what I've read today, scouring the Wall Street Journal and other publications, it really appears to be a very good situation. Something that that I also read that I think is interesting is that Trump said in passing regarding the situation, regarding the economic situation in the U.S. right now, now he can go after another one of his major promises, which was improve the infrastructure and thus the employment situation in the United States. Now he said we can go ahead and do that in 2018. So what's Trump accomplished so far? Well, number one, he's got a pretty interesting Supreme Court with his nominee. Number two, he's also got a major tax cut that all economists who I've ever spoken with, aside from just blind progressives, have said this is the greatest thing that's happened since, you know, the mid-80s, actually since the 30s in the United States. It's going to get our country back on track. He's also accomplished numerous situations in the Middle East with a terrorist group, ISIS in particular, and he's also put a muzzle on Kim Jong-un. I mean, that's four major accomplishments that I think are really, really deserving him a huge pat on the back. What's your overall opinion?
Well, I agree with all that, but I can tell you what I'm really excited about is the money being spent on infrastructure.
Yeah.
I don't think the people of the United States understand we have one of the most beautiful highway systems in the world, and if we don't do something about it, we're going to be back to the old Lincoln Highway that the Model T's drove on.
Yeah.
Our infrastructure is falling apart beneath our feet. And if we don't put money into it now, it's no different than a person has a house. If they don't keep up with regular maintenance, pretty soon it's gone to hell. And it's the same thing with our infrastructure. And it's not just roads and bridges and so forth. It's also our sewer systems, our water lines. I mean, you look around every day in the paper, you can read about a water line break, and this, when it breaks, and not only does that, it messes up the street too. So all this money is going to be has been sorely needed. And the best thing is it makes jobs. There's more jobs out there for people to have.
Well, I am on record, as everybody knows, who listens to this show anyway, that I think that Donald Trump is a terrible communicator. And quite frankly, I still have that same opinion. But, you know, maybe there's a method to his madness. When the current administration passed the tax legislation, the change in the tax legislation, I have to tell you, I got a huge, huge jolt. In the sense that I realize maybe we're back on the right track. I mean, the progressives are very definitely all about welfare systems, all about helping the downtrodden, etc. The only way the downtrodden are going to be helped in our country is if we have a strong economy and we can afford to help them. Any thoughts?
I can't disagree with you. This is something, we ought to write this down. These are three things you've stated, and I've had to agree with all. I guess great minds do think alike.
There you go.
I agree with you 100%. And I also agree with you about Trump and his communication. It may be a little unorthodox, and I'm not a big fan of it. You know, I think a lot of us were spoiled by Ronald Reagan as being the great communicator.
Which he was.
But if you look at Trump, I don't agree with his methods and everything, but one thing you can't fault him is everything he's doing, he promised he would do. And that's where he's really shook up Washington.
Well, he really has. I think in every sense of the in every sense of reality, in the international scene, for lack of better terms, a lot of people were angry about the fact that he said the U.S. is going to move its embassy to West Jerusalem. It's exactly as you brought out. It's exactly what he said he was going to do in his campaign, and he's going ahead and doing that also. I think there's also a method behind that madness, and you heard it first here. My guess is he's going to get a coalition of the Palestinian countries, for lack of better terms, and he will put up a U.S. embassy for those folks in East Jerusalem with the Israeli embassy in West Jerusalem. I think that's almost guaranteed. The one thing I want to bring up in passing here is that, or I guess I should say in ending this segment, is Peggy Noonan did say, and I agree with her, the theatrics behind the announcement of passing of the tax bill were really, really, she felt, somewhat unconventional, number one, and perhaps a little bit antagonistic toward the progressives, number two. Timmy, I'm going to order us another round. Thank you so much for taking some time and joining us, my man. We'll have you back next week.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, it's always interesting to chat with some of my friends in the neighborhood, Tim Howe specifically, about what's going on politically. You know, in the eyes of, I don't want to say the common man, because my neighbors really aren't common, what I would define as common, but it's always interesting to get kind of the man on the street view as to what's going on politically, and I do appreciate Tim's opinion. There's no question about that. Chatting right now with Dan McAdams. Dan knows that I certainly appreciate his opinion on virtually everything that we talk about. Very intelligent man. He is a fellow Christian, and he is the CEO of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. Dan, in segment 5, the beginning of KER Politics, I spoke with our mutual friend Jeff Deist about potential political events that could occur here in 2018, which is right around the corner. He thinks it's going to be pretty bloody. What do you think?
I think he's right. I'm at a disadvantage because I didn't hear him. I'm sure he's very astute. But I think it is going to get uglier. I think the left is pretty desperate now that we see the whole Russiagate that they were put the entire bank on, this idea that Trump colluded with Russia to get elected. This is falling apart. It's actually turning to a story where the intelligence community colluded with the Hillary campaign to try to prevent a Democratic election from being fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as this happens, the desperation in the left, rather than address some of the shortcomings of President Trump in terms of policy, I think they're going to try to get even more desperate, and they even now talk about taking it to the streets. So if that's what Jeff was saying, I definitely agree with him.
Well, I think taking it to the streets, in light of some of the events that we've had happen here on the West Coast, I can't really comment about the East Coast, but I, you know, obviously I read what I read, but I was in Seattle a couple of days this past week visiting a friend, and I have to tell you, it really isn't It's pleasant on the one hand, in the political environment, in the sense that most of the people in my environment down there, whether they're liberal or whether they're conservative, they are pretty open-minded, and they have what I would call some very strong moral values. But with what's going on with the demonstrations in Seattle, and particularly with people getting egged on, and I would have to say probably people who may not be all that bright, you know, getting egged on, getting overly enthusiastic about taking it to the streets, I really question the sanity of that, because if it gets really ugly, if it gets really physical, they're just going to be hurting themselves, don't you think?
I think they will, you know, and it's just, I don't know if it's a function of our time. It doesn't seem that long ago when we had a president who was overly enthusiastic about an aggressive foreign policy, and that was George W. Bush.
Yep.
And, you know, those of us who are for non-interventionism and for a more sound foreign policy, we had a lot of allies on the left. And, you know, I'm not so sure that that's what we have anymore. I mean, we were once able to rationally and logically oppose policies that we thought were reckless. And now, I was just reading yesterday, some guy was thrilled because he was yelling at a Trump robot. That was his resistance. You know, that shows the level of, I don't know what you'd call it, Al. I mean, it's just infantilism in opposing this president. Okay, I get it. You don't like him. What specifically is it about him you don't like beyond the color of his skin or the color of his hair? You know, and that's what's so frustrating these days.
Well, you know, the thing that I find to be really frustrating more than anything else, Dan, is that I really believe in the concept. I mean, being a libertarian, number one. Number two, being a real advocate of Ron Paul, Dr. Paul, your boss, number two, I have to say that I kind of view politics, whether it's the left or the right, I mean, I hate to use a cliche, but it's kind of all the same. It's all kind of, you know, the two-headed snake, in my opinion.
No, absolutely. And as Dr. Paul always says, the two sides agree with each other more often than not. Unfortunately, that's becoming more and more the case when it comes to issues of war and peace, you know, and the Democrats certainly on Capitol Hill are all in favor of war. They've not made a single noise about, certainly when Obama was in power, oh no, those were the same people who were opposed to Bush's wars all of a sudden flipped on a dime. But, you know, they haven't flipped back even now that President Trump certainly has a more bellicose foreign policy than he advertised as a candidate. So, you know, that is the problem. The duopoly is the problem, the fact that the parties are more alike than not. And this gets into more than we can get into, Al, but it has to do with funding. It has to do with special interests. It has to do with the billions of dollars that the Beltway military-industrial complex pumps into campaigns. The system is rotten to the core. There's just no question about it.
You know, I'd have to say one thing. The system is, of course, yeah, I don't like it. I really don't approve of a lot. But I would say one thing, though, in terms of foreign policy, I think to give the administration some credit where credit is due is that, you know, in terms of the actions that the quote-unquote the military-industrial complex is taking right now, it's not nearly as aggressive and not nearly as costly as what was going on before. I mean, I'd hate to think where we would be right now if Hillary had won the election. I mean, where we stand right now in terms of the Middle East is, you know, ISIS is pretty well taken care of. We're not really expending what I would call a huge amount of time and talent and fortunes over in the Middle East. I think we're on a better road right now only because I think Trump has basically shown, whether it's North Korea, whether it's some of the Middle Eastern countries, what have you, you know, that the U.S. is, you're dealing with a different football team right now. Would you agree with that?
Well, to some degree, but, you know, I'm still concerned. In the 2018 defense spending bill, there's about $393 million that are going to be sent to a whole new army that we're creating in Syria that is going to be fighting the Syrian government. It's called the New Syrian Army. So, you know, there's still, and I don't know that President Trump himself, you know, exactly wrote this down, but his administration certainly has the power and the ability to say, look, ISIS is over, ISIS is done, time for us to go home, mission accomplished, whatever you want to call it. But unfortunately, we're maintaining a base there, And actually, Defense Secretary Mattis said today that we're going to increase our civilian presence in Syria, and all of this is illegal. And while I agree with you on one hand, Al, that while the rhetoric is a lot more heated, he hasn't started any new wars. Fingers crossed that he doesn't start. Mm-hmm. So the rhetoric is hotter, but the action is less. So that's a positive sign. But the problem is the personnel is the policy. And the neocons keep winnowing their way into his administration. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and people like that. Even if Trump had the best intentions, and I still like to believe that he does, it's going to be impossible for him to resist these people. They are relentless. They don't let up for a second. So it's going to be tough for him if he wants to keep pulling back.
Yeah, I think you made my point actually much clearer than I did, in the sense that it's at least a different complexion right now than it was before. And I think we're kind of back to the environment, I guess I should say, where the United States has taken a hard line, in the sense that, with the exception of Afghanistan, thank you for bringing that up, we pretty much are letting the world know that, you know, we're not screwing around anymore, and we're not really all that aggressive in terms of, again, with the exception of Afghanistan, as we were, for example, back at the turn of the century going into Iraq. Got about 30 seconds left here. Final comments, Dan?
Let's hope for the best in 2018. Let's hope that Trump really opens his eyes to the neocons, how anti-American they are, how unpatriotic they are, and starts getting some real experts to help him, especially on foreign policy. Let's put America first when it comes to foreign policy. I think that would be a great start.
And that is a great place to end this particular interview. Daniel McAdams, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, welcome back. Time to wrap up KER Politics. Big Al is chatting with one of the most interesting women he has had on the program as a guest in a long, long time. Her name is Dr. Arlene Diamond. She's an internationally recognized leadership management professional development consultant. Very, very bright woman. We've been talking about the sexual harassment issue that's going on right now in our country. And I have to tell you, Dr. Diamond has some opinions based in fact that I think you're going to be very, very interested in hearing. Let's talk about the issue of sexual harassment. What is sexual harassment, Dr. Diamond, and what is just plain poor taste, in your opinion? There you go.
That's a nice question. I like the way you asked that. I think that sexual harassment is a term that is kind of a catch-all term for an entire range of behaviors, starting with inappropriate teasing, unwelcome teasing, I should say, going all the way to physical abuse and rape, that we're tending right now to lump a whole bunch of things together. So on its milder side of that continuum, it's teasing, it's inappropriate comments, it's complimenting somebody on their body parts as opposed to their work, if we're thinking in the workplace. It's maybe telling dirty jokes. There's that piece. There's also what we're calling the hostile work environment, which is people overhearing other people being a little bit crude.
Mm-hmm.
So as a general lumping term, you know, I would say just sleazy and crude on one side of the continuum. Going to asking for demanding sexual favors, the whole casting couch kind of thing, to actually physically abusing somebody to the point of rape.
Uh-huh.
And that's a whole, in my opinion, that's just a wide range, and we need to look at that range differently. We need to segment it.
So what I'm hearing you say is some of the instances that have occurred of late with some pretty high-profile people, you're saying that there is, from what you and I are aware of, and obviously we weren't there, but the way it's been represented, for lack of better terms, there is a huge difference between, let's say, a Matt Lauer, a Harvey Weinstein, and, let's say, an Al Franken, correct?
I think so, yes, based on what we've seen, yeah. I think in the Al Franken case, what you have is crude humor. From my understanding of what happened, and clearly I'm just going by what I hear on the news, from my understanding of what happened, the woman was wearing a flak vest.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't as though he was touching her. He was spoofing touching
right.
her.
Right.
It was bent as a joke and a gag, as something humorous. You know, it's humor that went awry. Something that just struck me. There's a TV commercial right now that's going on about buying a car, and I don't even know what car it is. But the commercial has the gingerbread man looking for a safe vehicle and the salesman using words like tasty, tempting, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That's harassment. That is, I mean, it's such a perfect example of, from the gingerbread man's point of view, you know, of how those kind of comments scare the hell out of women.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. So, you know, so that's part of what we're trying to stop. In a healthy workplace environment, we don't want those kinds of invitations and comments and sense that somehow, you know, we're something tasty to be taken and tasted.
Well, what you're saying, because I don't want anybody to miss the point that I think that the point that you're making that I think is really, really important, and that is what you're saying is there is a difference between what I would call dangerous sexual harassment, serious, dangerous sexual harassment on the one hand, and on the other hand, just boorish behavior, for lack of better terms.
Right, I agree. Yeah, I think there is. But the hard part about this is where does that line get drawn? And that gets drawn in different places for different people. For example, I grew up in the Bronx in New York, mm-hmm. and I'm a redhead. I have had every kind of lewd and lascivious invitation you can imagine as I was a teenager growing up. So that stuff, although distasteful, doesn't bother me. I've been sensitized to it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were brought up in a nice, clean, suburban neighborhood where my parents chauffeured me to my ballet lessons and my, you know, et cetera, and I heard those kinds of invitations, they'd scare me.
Yep.
They would physically hurt me, okay, in that sense. So although those are not criminal behaviors, they are behaviors that are inappropriate and really need to stop. Separate that from behaviors that really should be arrested and adjudicated,
mm-hmm.
which is anybody touching somebody without their permission, anybody
right.
grabbing them, or even to the extent of threatening them that they're going to lose their job or not get the job or promotion. I mean, those things rise to a criminal standard.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, it's funny, Arlene, if people just used common sense, you know, I mean, you know, just remember the word polite, remember
right.
the two words common sense. Now, what, as I understand it, Matt Lauer's actions, Harvey Weinstein's actions were criminal. There's
yes.
there's a big difference between that and inappropriate joking around. Inappropriate joking around is just that. It's very inappropriate.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're at a point where dealing with people from many backgrounds, many cultures, many ages, many religious beliefs, you know, and so we want to be the most conservative in that sense to protect the sensitivities of people that are far more sensitive than this little Bronx kid.
Yep. I would agree. Now, are you dealing with this particular subject in some of the classes, some of the seminars that you're doing through Diamond Associates?
Yes. Yeah. I deal with conflict, and I deal with all the legal compliance issues, including harassment, discrimination, bullying, those kinds of things. As a matter of fact, I mean, I mentioned to you when we were talking, I had knee surgery, and I'm going home tomorrow, but I'm in a rehab facility,
uh-huh.
and I gave their management staff a sexual harassment training.
Did you really?
The other day.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good place, and they've been really good to me, so it was kind of my thank you gift to them. I saved them $5,000, you know, and I did a training for them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do talk about it a lot. I talk about cultural differences. So one of the books that I've written is really about conflict in the workplace. And the other, that's the most recently published one, is Culture, Inside the Company and Outside the Country. And clearly people from different parts of the world have very different socially acceptable behavioral standards. And I think that we need to formalize the way in which we interact so that we're kind of bending over backwards, if you will, to to respect that.
Oh, I would agree 100%. You know, and the thing that I find to be appalling, quite frankly, is that a person with an IQ somewhat above 60, and that's pretty damn low, is going to realize what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate. It's real simple. You just do what you do. Now, having said that, I want you to just, we're down to about a minute here, and I'd like you just to tell me a little bit about your educational background and a couple of books maybe that you've written.
Oh, okay. So I have a doctorate in psychology. Mm-hmm. I grew up in New York City. I have an extensive business background from being a kid working in New York City.
Yeah.
I was a model in the Garment Center, so speak of being desensitized.
Right.
I've had all that. But in any event, I have owned Diamond Associates since 1981, and we do, although in the past I was a therapist, I haven't done therapy since 89, and I do corporate consulting. But I deal with people and processes. I do anything in the workplace that enables people to get along with each other better and to do the work that they do in a more effective manner.
You know, the only comment I can make in closing here is thank God for people like you. I really appreciate your, you sound like a pretty strong woman, which is fine. I mean, I live with a whole bunch of those and I have all my life, you know, and to me it's just normal. But having said that, I applaud you for what you're doing. I think your attitude drawing a difference between inappropriate behavior and criminal behavior is something that people in the U.S. and actually throughout the world really need to be aware of. Dr. Arlene Diamond, thank you so much for your time. We're going to get you back on the show in the near future.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.